as health minister's response to drug theft and USAID cut. Fred Membe calls for unity in pursuit of national development. And in global news, India and Pakistan agree to immediate and full ceasefire. With the 18 hours bulletin on Phoenix FM, I am Paddy Mugando. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has criticized Health Minister Elijah Muchima's statement regarding the theft of drugs and the subsequent cutting of $50 million in annual aid to Zambia's health sector by the United States government. In a statement issued earlier this week, Dr. Muchima responded to the U.S. government's decision to cut funding to Zambia's health sector and requested for more evidence from U.S. Ambassador Michael Gonzalez concerning the alleged drug theft. But CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo believes that the minister's request to the American ambassador to provide more evidence is an indication that government has no trust and confidence in the law enforcement agencies. Mr. Tembo has also expressed disappointment over Dr. Muchima's attempt to explain away the corruption within the Ministry of Health by blaming the previous regime, emphasizing that 4 years into the current administration, government should take full responsibility for the ongoing corruption issues.
When you look at the minister stating that the systematic stealing of medicines started way back, even in the previous regime, by the Patriotic Front, that statement is also unfortunate because, you know, it's 4 years under the UPND government, and the American ambassador indicated that several times they engaged government to discuss and find means and ways of stopping systematic safety of medicine in the Ministry of Health. But if the minister can still blame the PF government 4 years down the line, the question is, what has been the Ministry of Health and this government been doing to prevent corruption in Zambia? Because the reason why Zambians voted out PF, they saw that the PF became too corrupt and they wanted a government which can sort out those problems. So we cannot face corruption today and still blame the PF. That has been unrealistic.
The United States government recently announced a cut of $50 million, equivalent to 1.4 billion kwacha in annual aid to Zambia, intended for medications and medical supplies, citing rampant theft of donor-funded drugs and government's failure to take decisive corrective action. Socialist Party leader Fred Membe has called on all Zambians to come together in unity to ensure the nation's development, emphasizing that the path to a just and dignified society lies in collective action, solidarity, and justice. In a statement, Dr. Membe has reminded Zambians of the challenges facing the nation and the vital role unity will play in overcoming them. He has highlighted that the nation's development and progress are only possible when the people come together with a common purpose. The Socialist Party leader pointed to the enduring issue of poverty that continues to affect many Zambians, noting that it is not a result of the country's lack of resources, but rather the failure of the system to equitably distribute wealth and opportunities. Dr. Membe has acknowledged the harsh realities faced by millions of Zambians, but insisted that change is possible. Kalumbila Town Council Chairperson Shadrick Munjunga has urged FQM Trident to bridge the development gap between Kalumbila Town, designed for its employees, and the Northern Resettlement Area, which houses the local indigenous community. Speaking through Kisasa Ward Councillor Rickson Ziawa during the launch of 320 construction projects under the Pineapple One Employee Housing Expansion Initiative yesterday, Mr. Munjunga emphasized the need for uniform development both within and outside the mining area. FQM Trident has invested 7.1 million kwacha in the initiative, which aims to offer over 800 residential plots to employees free of charge, rolled out in two phases, with each beneficiary eligible for non-interest building material loans of up to 150,000 kwacha. Mr. Munjunga has expressed confidence that this development will help resolve accommodation challenges faced by FQM Trident employees, some of whom commute from the Copperbelt on company buses regularly, and noted that the initiative also supports Kalundila's broader transformation under one of Zambia's largest mining investors.
This is the vision of our traditional leaders. They don't want to see a difference between the town and the northern settlement. And I want to recommend the efforts from the chief office, the palace, for initiative or the support that you have contributed to the initiative that your team is doing today. As a district, as a council, we want to assure you to say we'll give all the necessary support in terms of developing this town.
And one of the beneficiaries, FQM Trident Livelihood Officer Ziwase Molenga, highlighted the empowerment aspect of the project and stated that being given free plots and access to building material loans would not only ease the burden of acquiring property, but also boost employee morale and productivity.
For me, what it means is that the company is interested in the welfare of its employees. As you may know, decent accommodation is key to one's performance, one's functionality at their workplace. If one is coming from a decent home, even their performance at work is going to be brilliant. But if they're not coming from decent accommodation, their performance will be largely affected. So I feel this is a great move by the company to ensure that they allocate pieces of land to its employees. This is empowerment. This is a benefit that I feel each and every employee is supposed to benefit.
Meanwhile, Senior Chief Musele Musoka Ntanda, the fourth of Kalundila District, expressed satisfaction with FQM Trident's engagement in his chiefdom and announced plans to establish an additional administrative zone and appoint an 11th sub-chief to support the new construction site and settlement. The Department of Immigration has convicted a 22-year-old Congolese national, Edson Bisumikamo, and sentenced him to 18 months imprisonment for illegal entry, unlawful stay, and attempting to obtain a Zambian National Registration Card, NRC, by false pretenses. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nchinka says this is from a total of 13 convictions for immigration-related offences in Livingston. Mr. Nchinka explains that Mr. Bisumikamo was apprehended at the social welfare offices after referral from the National Registration Office, where he attempted to acquire an NRC fraudulently, adding that investigations revealed that he entered Zambia illegally in October 2024 and remained unlawfully in the country until his arrest. Further, Mr. Nchinka says a 55-year-old Zimbabwean truck driver, Pamire Ngoni, was convicted and sentenced to pay a 15,000 kwacha fine or serve a 3 months simple imprisonment for failing to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia. Additionally, Mr. Nchinka has disclosed that during a routine operation conducted by the Kafue Immigration Office on the same day, 8 suspected illegal immigrants aged between 20 and 37 were apprehended at the Kafue checkpoint and surrounding Makeni area.
Furthermore, Obeisen Muhammad Faladi, a 41-year-old Botswana, was convicted for illegal entry and fined 15,000 kwacha or 3 months in imprisonment. He was apprehended during a joint night patrol with the Zambia Police Service on 19th April 2025. Investigations showed that he had entered Zambia on 16th April 2025 via an undesignated point on the Zambezi River using a canoe, reportedly to seek medical attention from a traditional healer. Additionally, during a routine operation conducted by the Kafue Immigration Office on the same day, 8 suspected illegal immigrants aged between 20 and 37 were apprehended at the Kafue checkpoint and surrounding Makeni area. The group comprised 6 Burundians and 2 Zimbabweans who are currently detained pending prosecution.
Senior Chief Mburuma of Luangwa District says efforts by government to build chiefs' palaces for all chiefs across the country will enhance dignity for traditional leaders in Zambia. The traditional leader, whose palace construction has reached 70% completion, has expressed happiness that government has dignified traditional leaders by building palaces, which also include conference rooms and houses for their aides. Senior Chief Mburuma said this when Lusaka Province Minister Shio Mulyata inspected works at the construction site, saying this is a show of care for traditional leaders by government.
I was a little bit of 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 a